Welcome to VI Talk, sharing ideas, information, and support.
Hi everyone, it's Jo here, and we're kicking off our festive market Zoom sessions. And our first one is with the lovely Tracy and Tim Clark from the Doggy Boat. Over to you, Tracy and Tim.
Hi there. Yeah, hi everybody. As I've just been saying to Jo, I've never done anything like this before, so please be gentle with me, but I will do my best. I'm working on the idea that I need to audio describe everything, which I will do my best to do. Just to give a little bit of background, we are the Doggy Boat. We are a narrow boat. We live aboard a narrow boat, and we're nomadic around the entire 2,500 miles of the UK's canals and rivers. And the boat literally is our home and the shop. So we're licensed waterway traders, which means we have to adhere to regulations and all the rest. And we're licensed in such a way that we can rock up anywhere, moored up along the towpath, and we can set up the shop on the outside of the boat as long as everything is attached to the boat. So what we tend to do is we put grid wall all the way along the side of the boat, and we hang all of the stock on that. It's very hard work to set it all up, but it's great to do it when we've done it. And we tend to set up and trade for a whole weekend, and just kind of wrap it all up overnight kind of thing. But we've also got the online shop, which is constantly open. That's open 24/7, 365, for want of a glib phrase. And to be honest, the online side of things is our kind of a ticking over bread and butter, if you like. We're not making vast amounts of money at this. That's not what it's about. It actually, really, ideally, it just brings in enough for us to be able to afford to buy a decent dog food for our boys. So us being myself, and I'm registered as severely vision impaired, and I have my guide dog Loki, who's a pale yellow Labrador. And yes, he does live up to his name of the God of Mischief. and Tim, who is my husband, obviously, and he has a little hearing assistance dog who is Aussie, and he's a half pug, half Chinese Crestie who we've owner trained and got him to do pretty sort of unique kind of stuff, really. But it's mainly to alert him to the high pitched sounds that he doesn't hear along the towpath, which is mainly the bike bells coming up behind us going ting ting ting, get out of my way. So Oz is trained to sort of help with that and alert him to it. So we have Loki, who is Mr. JCB Jaws. He really is a power chewer, so he is a massive tester for our products. And Oz, being a little boy, he's only a little 9.5 kilo scrap. And so he's kind of testing the other end of the market, I suppose. But actually, as far as food is concerned, he's a Labrador as well. He is incredibly greedy. But obviously, he hasn't got the power in his jaws to really go for it. So they are our product testers. And I think we can honestly vouch for the idea that they have tested every single product that we sell. so we can vouch that they're all good. We totally specialize in really healthy dog treats, so we don't have anything that has rawhide or additives of any kind in, no sugar, no preservatives, nothing like that. We will not sell anything that we wouldn't feed to our boys, and we're pretty pernickety about that. Tim has done a dog nutrition course, so you know, we've got a bit of education behind it as well. We also have a range of environmentally friendly toys, which are made predominantly of jute, which I believe is an offshoot of the hemp industry, which is also a drug, isn't it? But never mind, let's not go down that road. I believe it's not that kind of hemp. But it's jute, which is like a grass-like substance, I suppose. And the toys are made by Green and Wild, so a very reputable brand. And they are superb. They do withstand even the real power chewers. We've even had people that have bought them for a mastiff or a staffy or whatever that is destruction on legs, and they've survived. There was a guide dog owner that had a German Shepherd who was getting through toys in 5 minutes, and I had one of these and it lasted for months and months and months and was really good. So, you know, they're great. And we tend to kind of specialize in the environmentally friendly because we are living in a very sensitive environment with obviously the fish and the birds and the wildlife around us. And we work on the idea that what if somebody walks away from our boat having bought something and drops it? What is going to happen to it? So we're very conscious of, if it's going to rot down and contribute to the environment, that's fine. If it's not, then we don't want it, basically, so we don't stock it. So the slight caveat to that is that some of the products we sell do come wrapped in plastic, and there's not a lot we can do about that, sadly. We just have to trust people to dispose of it responsibly. But just to give a little bit of a rundown, we have, well, our kind of motto is niceties and necessities for both ends of the lead. I think probably the vast majority of what we have is for the four-legged end, but we do have some nice bits for the two-legged end as well. So let's start with the two-legged end. So we have some really lovely jute bags, which are they're kind of like a, yeah, it's Hessian. So they're really tough. They're a decent size. They will hold 8 wine bottles, just as a good gauge. And each of them has a drawing on it, which is unique to the guy that actually founded the company. The of these bags are great. He does the artwork and then gets it printed onto these bags. And there's a huge range of breeds of dog on them. So there's, I mean, the one I've got in front of me says Yorkshire Terriers are great, and it's got a picture of a couple of little Yorkies on there. We have a whole load of different breeds, but these actually are a discontinued line by us. So we have a limited range of them left, and thus they are ridiculously reduced. So if anybody wants a real bargain, have a rummage through. Obviously, limited ranges of breeds of dog. I think there's a couple that say rescue dogs and a couple that say dogs are great. So that does cover the cross breeds and so on. But there are also some of things like Labradoodles and Cockapoos and things like that. So the sort of the recognised breeds are in there. Have a good rummage. I think the re recommended retail price for them is £8, and I think we're selling them now for £5. I think we've got them marked up at £5. Tim will
Yeah, we're
correct me in a
selling
moment.
five.
Five. Yeah. I
Not sure what the reason
think the R the RRP is £7 or £8, so we've reduced them a bit anyway. So we also have craft stickers, which is sheets of stickers that a lot of people use for making their own cards and that kind of thing. So it's a
6.99 each.
£6.99 recommended retail price on the jute bags. Tim's just told me in the background. So these craft stickers are is if you take an A4 sheet and fold it in three. It's that kind of long shape, so like a long thin envelope that comes through the door in that shape and size. And again, there's a huge range of breeds of dog on them, so we've got everything from, well, yeah, everything basically, all the different breeds, every breed that is available, we've got the stickers. And they're actually quite a popular line. They're only £1 a pack, and they're really popular among people that want to decorate their cards and presents and things like that. There's a few that have got the words of greetings, like Happy Christmas, Happy Birthday, Happy Anniversary, all the rest of it, congratulations, all that kind of thing. And all the different breeds of dogs. Plus there's a few that are like collections of gun dogs or collections of oh, I can't remember, terriers, for instance, groups like that. So that's the craft stickers. We have some lovely little notebooks actually, which are just nice kind of handbag size or pocket size or whatever. They're about 4 inches by 3 inches, something like that. And they've got 3D pictures on them, which freak me out, I have to say, but a lot of people absolutely love them. And they are pictures of the various different breeds of dog. Again, a really nice gift. And they go down really, really well. Again, look through the website to see if you've got your favourite breed in there. Linked with that, we've got air fresheners as well, which actually smell quite nice. It's quite a sort of a floral fragrance and incredibly long lasting as well. They're just like little hanging air fresheners that feel like a bit of cardboard. I think a lot of people hang them from the mirror of their car or over the cat litter tray or something like that. And again, they've all got the breeds of dog on them. So I think that's the things we've got that are sort of dog breed specific, as it were. We've also got some plaques, which are little, I think it's MDF wood, and they are about 4 inches by 3 inches in landscape shape on a piece of hemp rope. And they're printed with slogans on them. Things like, it's not paw prints, it's doggy. No, it's not. My windows aren't dirty, it's my dog's nose art. And things like that on them. And again, that's just a nice gift. There's a bit of a range of those, and they're in the clearance as well. Coming to somewhere between each end of the lead, I'm not sure who benefits most from this, but we have a small range of animology products, which is, I mean, the one that I use the most, because Loki is an absolute magnet to fox poo, is a pre-wash fox poo spray. And for those of you that have dogs, the smell, yeah, just it's horrid, isn't it? And you just it's like a trigger spray, so not an aerosol. You just spray some of this into the offending area, massage it in, and then you can sort of rub it off with a damp cloth with a bit of soap on it, or give the dog a full bath. And it helps enormously to neutralize that smell. And actually, it smells very pleasant in itself as well. We're very proud actually to be recognized retailers of the herbal remedies. My mind has gone.
Door.
Dor West herbs, thank you. Menopausal mush for brains. Just don't. but yeah, Dor West herbs. And that we're recognized retailers, resellers for them, which is amazing because that's a fantastic range of stuff. That all comes shipped directly from them, but if you order it through us, it's you know, obviously contributing in the same way as everything else that we sell. We give a small donation to guide dogs out of the profits that we make. So you know, by ordering it from us rather than from Dor West, it's usually the same price or sometimes a little less. Most of
Dor
the
West, we're 10% cheaper.
Dor West, we're 10% cheaper than direct from them. There we go.
That would also get our dog in as
And
well.
we have every time you buy from us, if you sign up for our reward scheme, you get points towards your next purchase. So anything from Dor West or any of our other reseller packages, it all counts to that. So you get your bonus from time to time. And you know, a lot of our regular customers from time to time will place an order and not pay anything for it. So you know, that's it's a nice bonus for them. So and any order over £50, the postage is free. And sometimes we send it by Royal Mail, sometimes by a courier, depending on the weight. But as a general rule, we tend to send it by Royal Mail, tracked 48 hour. So it comes to you safely and securely, hopefully. I think we've twice in the 8 years that we've been running this, we've had a problem. And you know, so it is pretty reliable. It's pretty good. So yeah, so that's largely the human end of the lead. We have we're also resellers for a type of vet bed, which is really good. Again, that comes directly from the manufacturer. It's lovely stuff, really, really nice. And it can be either the preset sizes that they have on their website or completely custom. So you can have whichever you like. And there's a rubber backed one and a fabric backed one. They are really, really nice. They wash and dry beautifully on the dog's bed. And they're actually quite good for mopping up mucky paws. So if you put it down as like a mat inside the doorway, it works brilliantly as well. So that's all on the website. Well, everything's on the website. We then come, I guess, to the healthy treats and so on. I think by far and away our biggest and most popular bestseller is the ostrich bone. And for anybody that's got a dog that has got a slightly sensitive tummy or has got manky teeth or has problems with the anal glands, these things are magic workers. Now, I think believe technically, if you're towing the guide dog's line, you're not supposed to give anything like this. But a lot of guide dog owners do, I have to say, and you know, they are extremely popular. For anybody that's not aware of them, the ostrich bone is about a foot long. Obviously, it's a natural product, so it varies a little. And it has like a shaft in it, much like the cartoon dog bone, really, a shaft in it with a knuckle at each end. And what we tend to find is the dogs. And these two will sell their souls for these ostrich bones. And they do have usually about one a month because it helps to keep their teeth really clean and it cleans out their anal glands absolutely fantastically as it comes out the other end. And the vets are super impressed. So that's kind of the advice that I go on more than anything. Now these bones, we tend to find with the boys, they will go hammer and tongs at them when they first get them. So for the first couple of days or so, we have to restrict it to about half an hour, and they will go and go and go at it until they've got the knuckles off the end, which seems to be a bit easier for them to gnaw through. But then when they come to the shaft, they tend to slow down a little bit by then. But the whole thing is really lightweight. It's not greasy. It doesn't have any marrow in it. It's really, really low in calories. It's almost zero calories actually to the dog. And it doesn't splinter like the sort of the beef bones and things that we're all warned against. It just doesn't. It crumbles, so you do need to hoover after the dog has been going at it, because you end up with these tiny bits of almost like sawdust, but if you tread on it, it flipping hurts. You do need to hoover afterwards, but it's completely dry, completely inert. It doesn't cause anybody any trouble, and they are absolutely superb. There's a couple of other bones that we have. So there's ostrich toes, there's ostrich tibia bones. There's quite a range in the ostrich line. The tibia bones and the marrow bones are much harder. Actually, I tend to find Loki's not quite so bothered about those. He'll lick and lick and lick at it for a little while, but he can't be bothered chewing through it. But some dogs absolutely love them. So they're really good. If you want something that lasts quite well, even for a power chewer, but is a bit cleaner, that doesn't put the muck all over the floor, the cow's tails or beef tails are superb. And again, they seem to be really good for cleaning the teeth and cleaning out the anal glands. Highly digestible, again, very lightweight. There's the jumbo ones for the bigger dogs and the smaller ones for the littler dogs. And they tend to find, I tend to find with Loki, a really big one with him being super JCB jaws lasts him maybe 15, 20 minutes, something like that. And he really enjoys having a good chew on it. So they're really good. And again, they're great for cleaning the teeth. I mean, Oakley, if for those of you that remember Oakley, my first extremely delinquent black Labrador guide dog, he was a really greedy chewer, and he really enjoyed all of these things. And even when he was 10, right up until the day that he passed, the vets were always complimenting him on his puppy white teeth, and that was basically down to all of this, because brushing his teeth wasn't really on the agenda. He didn't like it. I can't do it to Loki. He really doesn't like it. He's obviously not used to it from puppyhood, and yet the vets are complimenting him on his clean white teeth. So it's all working really well. So that's a couple of real power chewers. We have all sorts of things like braided camel skin. I mean, this sounds disgusting, doesn't it? But they love it. Braided camel skin pizzles, which stink to high heaven, but the dogs think they're in paradise when they've got one of them.
Do you have any of the
We do have the odourless pizzles as well, which are a little more expensive, but for those of you that have got a delicate stomach, they're worth it. Pizzles tend to be for us outdoor treats. They really do honk. They really honk.
Oh, you're eating them as well, then?
But yeah, they're tasty, didn't you know? You ought to try one. No, I'm kidding. Cow hooves, calf hooves, they are really, really good. They're great for the dogs to chew as they are. They're also really good for stuffing and putting in the freezer. So you can soak your dog's kibble, fill the hoof, and pop it in the freezer. And in the height of summer, that provides a really nice kind of ice lolly for the dog. And at other times, I guess it's, sort of when you're walking away and leaving the dog, they're brilliant for that as well. Separation anxiety, keep them amused for half an hour or so. They're really good. And again, the calf hooves, they're really strange things in that when they're just lying around, they don't smell at all. But as soon as the dog starts chewing on them, you've got this kind of cheesy feet aroma. It's not strong, it's not horrible. But if you get close enough, it's, you can definitely smell cheesy feet. It's really peculiar. So they're really good. We've got the yak chews as well for those that really enjoy those. Now, again, those, even the really big ones, I do tend to find Loki gets through them, so they tend to end up as a very expensive snack for him. Whereas Ozzy will make one last for weeks and weeks and weeks if he didn't have Loki around to steal it and gobble it. But they're really good, very, very popular. Charcoal biscuits, great for those that have snaffled things that they shouldn't do. We've got quite a range of green and wild treats, which come in packets. Some of those are vegetarian or vegan, so things like the sweet potato, and there's a few others as well in that range, really good. They tend to be on the whole just a substantial snack rather than a chew per se. Gosh, what else have we got? Puffed chicken feet and ordinary chicken feet and duck feet and duck necks. All of these are kind of high value treats that tend to be when we come back from a good walk. It's a reward for having a good walk, or sometimes we can break them up and take them out, and they're high, super high value rewards for recall. And there are some things that we do that are absolutely superb for recall. So some of the sausages that we have, the meat sticks that you can cut up, that some of the training treats we have are really good as well. And actually for working treats for Loki, I know we're all supposed to use a portion of their kibble, but I tend to use the training treats that we have. They're tiny. They're absolutely tiny. They're only there's two main ones are there's a fish one and a poultry. The fish one is shaped like a little tiny fish, and the poultry one is shaped like a little tiny bone. And they're only about 3 millimeters long by about a millimeter wide, maybe 2 millimeters wide, something like that. They're really, really tiny. They're about half a calorie each. And I find for Loki, for normal routine working rewards, they are brilliant. He will sell his soul for them. So they're worth working for. They're not adding anything significant to his calorie intake. And I actually find them much nicer to carry around in a pouch than pieces of kibble. So I find them really good. We also have the Titbits of various different types, and they're just pure air-dried tiny cubes of whatever meat, so rabbit or venison or beef or chicken or whatever. There's quite a range of those. They're really good as, again, as working rewards for just tucking in your treat pouch and carrying around with you. They're arguably fairly high value, so they're quite good on recall on a free run, and for teaching something new, they're very good. So I'll stop rabbiting on there at that point. And if anybody's got any questions, please do just open your microphone and fire away. And I'll do my best to answer.
Thank you, Tracy. That was brilliant. I've definitely got some things to check out for Bruno. You said, so I know someone was going to come on the chat and they wanted to know about cat things. Did you say you had some things for cats?
We do. We everything that we sell is aimed at dogs. But having said that, cats enjoy fresh meat. You know, they are even more carnivorous than dogs are. So any of the stuff that we sell is actually perfectly good and safe for a cat. Now, I have actually known of somebody that had a Bengal cat who was quite fond of bullpizzles. But I think the Bengal cats tend to behave like dogs anyway, don't they? generally. Our daughter's cats absolutely love the air-dried sprats that we sell, and we're currently out of stock of those, but we will be getting some more sometime soon because our two, again, they're fantastic for improving the recall. Absolutely brilliant. They're just pure sprats, air-dried, and yeah, cats love them. Any of the meat sticks that we sell, they're just pure meat, little Cadbury, is it Cadbury's Matchmakers or whatever brand they are? Matchstick. The meat sticks we sell are pretty much the same size as one of those, and they're just pure air dried meat. So again, cats love them, and they give them something to have a bit of a chew on as well. But yeah, generally, you know, pretty much anything that we sell in the treats line is perfectly good for cats because it is just pure meat. There is nothing added, nothing taken away. And you know, we do quite a range of fishy stuff, which strangely is not massively popular amongst dog owners, which surprises me. Because dogs absolutely love, or most dogs absolutely love fishy things.
Oh,
We have
Bruno loves
tried.
the green and wild salmon bakes. Bruno adores.
Yes,
He would
they're
sell
really
it.
good.
Yeah, he would
They are
sell his
really
soul
good.
for
Yeah.
that.
And the fish skin cubes as well, they're just little dice shaped, like about the size of an OXO cube. Just pure cubes of air dried fish skin. And again, they honk. But just once in a while, I'll take a pocket full of those out. When, I don't know about anybody else that's got a dog, but we tend to find recall is really good on the whole, but from time to time, it sort of wanes off a little bit. And that pizza the other side of the park is always going to be much more appealing. We see Labrador. But to
Yeah, I've got a
carry,
Labrador as well, the same
yeah,
thing.
to carry the fish skin cubes, or the we have the JR pate as well, and sometimes I'll cut that up into cubes and freeze it and take a pouch full of that out. And that just seems to just one session of using that for a real practice session at recall. And it seems to turn the boys around for, for a good few weeks after that. They suddenly think, oh yeah, actually it's worth coming back. And they're really good. So yeah, we do quite a range of stuff that is popular amongst cat owners, but we are the doggy boat, which we're probably shooting ourselves in the foot with that a little bit. But we're on a narrow boat, so we're limited on space. So we've got to specialise somehow.
Yeah. Has anybody got any questions for Tracy?
Can you recommend any good toys or anything, or just anything really? My sister's got two Staffordshire Bull Terriers, and one of them is incredibly anxious, or sort of, can you recommend anything for that?
Oh gosh, yes. Yeah, again, actually coming back to the Duke toys, the Green and Wilds Duke toys that we have, there's a fabulous range of them. They're all cute characters.
Right.
So there's Lenny the Leek and Cassie the Carrot, or somebody the Carrot, and Stanley the Starfish, and Derek the Donut.
Right.
I mean, if for staffies, they've got mega powerful jaws, haven't they?
Oh my God, yeah, he can, this one can shoot anything, sort of literally, yeah.
Yeah, I would recommend Derek the Donut, Stanley the Starfish, the Bones,
Yeah.
and there's one other in that particular range which is escaping my mind at the moment. But they really do withstand the power chewers,
Right,
and we've
okay.
sold many of those to staffy owners, and mastiffs and German shepherds and the like, those that have got the real mega power jaws. And they're just that it's like say the donut, for instance, is obviously donut shaped, but it is just a ring of solid jute, compressed jute.
Whoa.
And it takes a lot for them to get through it.
Yeah.
If they do, it doesn't matter. It's no worse than them chewing grass. Like, I don't know about you, but Loki eats, he's answering to the name Ermintrude now.
Oh.
Grass. But yeah, this jute stuff is incredible. If they do actually eat it, they just digest it and it goes through. It
Right,
doesn't
okay.
major, any major problems. So yeah, I mean that, there's no guarantees with any of these. Every dog is different. But I think, without fail, even the staffies, these things are pretty good, and they can chew and chew and chew at them.
Okay.
Another one that's really good, actually, which has seemed to, and this sounds awfully boastful, and I don't take it that way because it's not the way it's intended. But again, power chewers seem to be beaten by the tea tuggies that I make. And they're made from recycled t-shirts. So I cut, and people donate me their t-shirts, and I cut up the decent bits of them. I don't use the crusty armpits or
No.
whatever.
No.
But I cut it into long, 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 long strips, wind it into balls of yarn, and then I braid tuggies out of them.
Oh, wow.
And I've learned to braid it in such a way that it's pretty tough. So again, we've got, I think there's four different sizes of those for, sort of anything from your Chihuahua to your Great Dane. And they seem to be proving pretty tough. Certainly know of a guide dog puppy walker, sorry, puppy raiser now, aren't they? With a German shepherd who was notorious for getting through toys in 5 minutes. And we met up with her again about a year after she bought one of these, and this tuggy was still going strong.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned that because we've got two guide dogs in the house and they like to pull each end of a toy. So I don't know whether
Yeah.
that would be good for
It would be
that.
really good. Yeah, it would be really good. I would recommend if you've got two guide dogs, probably the extra large one. Because it's just something they can really get their jaws around, and it's a bit longer as well. So I think the extra large one I make is 50 centimeters long, and it has a nice big chunky knot on each end as well.
Oh, I'll have a look at that then.
So
I
they can get hold of that.
tried to make those t-shirt toys. I never managed to do it very successfully. So I'm glad
I
to know that
find
you
it
do it.
highly therapeutic, actually. I can do it on a really bad eyes day. I don't need to be able to see what I'm doing. And I mean, actually, when we set up trading outside the boat, that's I generally tend to sit there making them. And of course, people come along, "Oh, what are you doing?" "Oh, well, I've one of those." You know, and I can't make them fast enough sometimes if we're at a floating market or something. But yeah, they're great. And I just love the fact that it's recycling something that would otherwise end up in the bin.
Yeah, no, it's really good.
Tracy, with sort of bonfire night in mind, is there anything that you sell that would I'm really lucky for the first time in my life I've got a dog that is pretty bomb proof when it comes to thunder, when it comes to fireworks, but is there anything that you guys have that might help a dog that's a bit anxious or really stresses over that kind of thing?
Absolutely, good point, actually. Yeah, because bonfire night seems to go on for months now,
Oh,
doesn't
doesn't
it?
it?
It's awful, yeah. Yes, we do. Again, within the Dorwest range, and I can, we can vouch for this from personal experience because Ozzy is quite an anxious dog, and he's extremely gobby with it. Actually, he's got two gobby breeds within him, so he's got it in double measure. But we tend to keep him on the Dorwest. This is tablets that are Skullcap and Valerian. And he's permanently on those now on the advice of the vet, because it just kind of keeps him on an even keel. Now with those, he's a 9.5 kilo, dog, and he has three of those as his standard daily dose. You start off, with a week of loading dose of double that, and then you can tail it down to the ongoing dose. And we tend to find that actually keeps him on a pretty even keel. But for things like bonfire night, when you've got a, you know, sort of a sudden issue, they do valerian in drops, and it's pure valerian compound, and you can just add drops to their food, or you can put it in a spot of yogurt or something like that and give it to them. It's a bit like rescue remedy, I guess. And that does actually seem to help to be preventative. So I guess really for this year, for bonfire night, the loading dose of the tablets, we're a bit late for that, but it might be worth thinking about for New Year. You know, if anybody's got an anxious dog, is to actually sort of build up with the Skullcap and Valerian tablets, and then on bonfire night or on New Year's Eve night, you can top up with the Valerian compound drops, and you know, and sort of give it a bit of a boost. And that coupled with, I guess, chewy toys that they can have a good old gnaw on, you know, sort of. So again, things like the stuffed cow hooves, or an ostrich bone or something that they can have a good gnaw on. Ideally, you start that before the fireworks actually start, and then hopefully they're distracted, and they're noisy enough as well that they wouldn't hear the fireworks so much over what their jaws are doing.
Yes,
But
that's a
yeah,
good point.
it's pretty good. Yeah, I mean, we're blessed that we don't have dogs that are particularly anxious about fireworks, but I do know what it's like. It's horrible, isn't it? It's so distressing when they're so upset by them. And we can't explain to them. It's horrid.
Yeah, it
It's
is.
really horrid. So
Yeah.
yeah.
Anything else anyone wanted to ask about?
There is, if I could ask Tracy, is that I have a very, very small dog. You're saying yours is like 9.5 kilos.
Yeah.
Mine's only 4.2 kilos in weight. She's very
Oh,
tiny.
what is she?
We've just tried to change her dentist sticks,
Yeah.
and she's just having total issues with them. Now, I did quite like the sound of the ostrich bone, but it sounds like it's the same size she is. So. Have
Probably.
you got anything smaller?
To be honest, the ostrich bone wouldn't bother her being that small. We have sold them to people with chihuahuas. So what breed is she?
She's a cockapoo,
Oh,
but she's
yes.
her mum was the miniature poodle, so she takes
Right.
after her mum. So she is
Okay.
quite, Joe can vouch for it. She
She's
is
very
quite tiny.
dinky. She is
No,
dinky. Yeah,
she's
she's
more
very cute.
furred. She's more
The
fur
ostrich
than dog.
bones, she will still attack the ostrich bone, believe me.
Yeah.
As I say, we've sold them to chihuahuas, to pugs, to Yorkshire Terriers. So yeah, they will still have a go at them. Yes, the bone will be as big as her, but it's so lightweight, it's actually not an issue. So
Right.
even little Ozzy, he's only he's a pug basically with a longer nose. He can run around with them in his mouth. It's really not a problem. So yeah, I would still recommend the ostrich bone. I really would. And
Okay.
just a word of caution on the Dentastix. I'm not one for dissing other things generally, but Dentastix are laden with calories.
Yeah.
They are awful
Yeah,
things.
well,
If you read
yeah.
the list of ingredients, the sugars and the oils that are in them.
Well, that's it. We
Yeah.
think she's having issues with the oils because she's got a very sensitive tummy.
Yeah.
She's just turned 11 years old as well,
Oh,
so
bless her.
she's getting on a bit. And yeah, I'm having to like this afternoon. I went in to make some lunch and obviously studying something and like, oh, okay.
Oh.
So I've had to mop the kitchen floor because
Yeah.
I didn't get quite
Yeah.
chance to ask me to go out, bless her. So I think.
Yes, the sugars and the oils, Dentastix, I think they're awful things. They really ought to be taken off the market. I think they're just as bad as Raw
Yeah,
Hide.
the thing is as well, the vet said to me about Dentastix, you've got to give them every single day for them to continue to have any effect. And she said, the calories in them, it's just
It's
you can't
phenomenal.
keep up with it, can you?
Yeah, it is absolutely phenomenal. And I mean, if you've got a dog that will actually chew them, I suppose they will scrape the tartar to a bit, to a degree. But the greedy
Yeah.
guts like Loki is one bite and it's gone. He just swallows it whole, so it achieves absolutely nothing.
Yeah, because
But yes, I think
if I can't
going
get.
back to your little one, really any of what we have. So chicken feet would be really good if she doesn't have any allergies or anything like that.
Not that I'm
Duck
aware of.
feet.
No, she doesn't.
The cow's tails, the beef tails, they would be really good. And that would give her something to chew
Are they
on.
the ones that you say that were smelly? Because I can't stand
No,
strong
that's the pizzles.
smells.
Yeah, no, the pizzles are the ones that smell.
Right.
No, the cow's tails, they don't, there is a very, very slight smell about them, but it's nothing obnoxious. It's nothing horrible. So they would be good. Yeah, the chicken feet, there's no smell to those. So if she's a dog that chews things carefully, then they would be quite good.
Okay,
And then there's the
that's great.
braided
Thank you.
as well. So we've got braided camel skin, there's braided ostrich, there's braided goat skin, braided lamb. So any of those would be really good as well. But if she's got a sensitive tummy, ostrich is one of the safest things you can give her because it's what's known as a novel protein. So there is no ostrich in any. I stand to be corrected on this, but it doesn't appear in dog food.
Right.
And so because it's a novel protein and it's super, super low fat, it doesn't upset their tummies. So most of the dogs that develop allergies, it's because it's in grotty format, for want of a better term, in dog food. So for instance, a lot of the cheaper dog foods that contain supposedly chicken and chicken products, as they call it, it's the beaks and the feathers and the feet and the grotty bits that
Oh
we
my
would
God.
begin to eat. And that is what causes allergies because it's super highly processed as well.
Yeah.
And that's why so many dogs are becoming allergic to chicken because it's super cheap and it's there as a filler effectively in a lot of dog foods. But ostrich doesn't do that because it doesn't appear in any dog food. So I think without fail we can say we've sold so much ostrich stuff on recommendation. And not one person has ever come back and said it's upset their dog's tummy.
That's really useful because Bruno has a really sensitive tummy. So, yeah,
Yeah,
which is
Loki
why
does actually.
he loves the green and wild, and he's absolutely fine on those because they're all natural, aren't they?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah,
Yeah.
yeah. Everything we have is completely natural, so there's no additives in any of it. So,
Yeah.
I think that the nearest we've got to anything unnatural is the charcoal bones. And that's just purely because if a dog has eaten something potentially toxic, the charcoal in it is useful to help mop it up.
It's handy, isn't it?
And
But
I mean,
if you have an errant black Labrador, yes.
yes, it does. Yes, it does, definitely. Yeah.
I used to have a yellow one that was like that,
Oh,
Jane. Go on,
yeah,
Jane.
I've had a black one and I now have a yellow one. So that yeah, both just as bad. I mean, in fact, Loki was snacking on something utterly disgusting looking in somebody's cast off takeaway dish when I took him for a run a little while ago.
Oh no.
So yeah. But they do, you know, they don't care. They really don't care. Yeah, well, they are grim.
I've got to ask, and I don't know whether anyone else wants to know, but the Pizzles, are they what I might think they are?
Yes.
Okay. I was thinking that, Jade, and I'm so glad you asked. Or
perhaps
yes,
they are. They are the bit that the bull has and the cow doesn't. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Enough. Yeah.
But they are, I mean, actually, they stink because they're laden with hormones and oh goodness, oh yeah, just don't even go there.
No.
They do stink, I have to say. They really do honk. But given to them in the summer when they're lying out in the garden is absolutely fine, and they are so good for the dogs. They're so high in protein but very, very low in fat. And again, it's a good chew to clean their teeth. And they will sell their souls. I mean, when we've got the shop set up on the side of the boat, we tend to have things like that in sort of like boxes for, we call it pick and mix. I mean, it's not technically, but it's like open boxes and baskets and things like that, for people to come along and have a basket and take, you know, one of those and two of those and three of those or whatever. And I would say the Pizzles are the ones that are most often stolen by dogs as they're passing by. their noses are so drawn to them.
Oh, anyone else got any questions? No,
I'm very taken with the little tiny ones you were talking about, the tiny little fish, and I think you said there were a chicken.
The training treats.
Yeah, I mean, would they be okay for cats? I'm just thinking the fish ones.
Yes, they are actually. Yeah, they are, because again, they're just pure air dried fish or meat. And again, yeah, our daughter's cats love them. Keeps them highly entertained, chasing those around the floor or trying to find them around the floor. We scatter them. They are good.
It's a really good idea. Because we have cats, and one of them has a really sensitive tummy, and she can't have like normal. I mean, they have wet and dry food, but she can't have the dry food at the minute because it just sets her off completely.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh,
God.
Yeah. In which case, I would suggest the titbits would probably be better than the training treats.
Okay.
Because the titbits are literally just tiny cubes of pure air dried meat or fish. And they're really good. Or the meat sticks.
That's a good idea.
Pure air dried meat. There is nothing added, nothing whatsoever. So I think the training treats have a tiny
perfect.
Something like that. In the salmon bites.
No.
There's pee in something. Bear with us a moment.
Sprat bites.
Oh, the sprat bites, yeah. Yes, the sprat bites have pee in them.
There's pee up in the green things.
But... Yeah. Yeah, so they're probably, for a cat that's got a sensitive tummy, again, the cat would love them. But some, I guess, might be slightly upset by them. But the titbits are just pure meat, nothing but.
Sticks
are pure meat, nothing but.
Oh, I feel an order coming on for ostrich for Bruno and something for Mitzi.
Yeah, well, the ostrich bones and everything. I mean, you can go into there's a search bar on the website, so you can search for everything ostrich,
mm-hmm.
for instance, or otherwise go into the chews and bones, and you'll find all the chewy range in there. And then there's the training treats is in a separate section. So we hope that the website is fully accessible. We did, it was actually our lockdown project. Tim built the website during lockdown, and we did consult with a few VI people. I don't know if any of you know Diane Marks in Northern Ireland. She was our proofreader. And we hope that we've got everything totally, accessible for, screen reader and so on, so hopefully everything should have a good description, but if you find anything, please do let us know, because obviously we would want to correct it.
It seems to be everything I've looked at and bought so far, it's been perfect, so yeah. And
brilliant.
Good, like you say, yeah, good descriptions, because like I was looking at the plaques and having a little giggle over some of those, and the descriptions were great.
Yeah, I have to say most of those plaques were phrases that came to me at 2 a.m., you know, insomniac and all that. But as you do, but those plaques are actually totally unique to us because they are words that occurred to me and we had them printed. So yeah, it's my warped sense of humor.
No, they're great.
But yeah, they're just nice little gifts that, you know, nothing mega special, but they're nice little gifts for anybody that's got a sense of humour about their dog.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, thank you, Tracy and Tim. I know
Thank you.
you're still the market for anybody who's listening. If I can get this up quick enough, the festive market is open till Monday morning. But if anybody wants to have a browse, do you want to give any contact details? What is your web address?
Yeah, the web address is www, obviously, dot doggyboat, doggyboat .co.uk. And
Perfect.
the email is info@doggyboat.co.uk.
Perfect.
That
Brilliant.
should be pretty straightforward. And we're on Facebook. Just drop us a line if you've got any worries with that. We've also entered in a prize into the raffle that you're running.
You
So
have.
if anybody wants to buy a ticket for that, we will actually tailor the prize to you and your dog.
Oh, that's kind of
So,
you.
you know, so when you win, or whoever wins, just get in touch with us. Let us know what kind of dog you've got and we will tailor it accordingly.
That's really kind of you. Thank you. I'm sure people will appreciate that a lot. Yeah, we'll all be fighting over that one.
Well, as long as
Oh.
it brings lots of funds, that's
Oh.
fine.
Well, thank you both so much. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you. It's been really
Yeah,
interesting.
thank
Thank you
you.
very much.
Brilliant. Thank you. Well, if anybody's got any, you know, if anybody thinks of any further questions, drop us a line either on Facebook or by email or WhatsApp or whatever, and we'll more than happily answer.
Perfect. Thanks,
Thank you.
Tracy. Thanks, Tim. And thank you, Loki and Ozzy.